B-Pod Studios.
These guys know how to connect with you about Boston sports.
This may feel strong, but you people are stupid.
OMG. It's Felger and Maz, 95 The Sports Hub.
Final hour here, Felger and Maz, on our sliding stupid scale. Again, highest level of stupidity. Really effing stupid. Second, just generically run-of-the-mill stupid. Or that third rare thing that might not be totally, completely, stupidly moronic, just lower, you know, lower M, lowercase M moronic. The lowest level of stupidity, where you almost might say it's an okay move, but you can't bring yourself to because everyone else is stupid except for you. On that sliding scale, the Jets signing Le'Veon Bell to that contract, where do they reside on that scale?
Generically stupid. In the middle. Middle-class stupidity.
Mid-level stupidity.
Yeah. Explain.
Well, look, to me, the running back thing overall, to throw around that kind of money, you look at it and you say, what are you doing? Like, that's what you're going to do? You're going to spend that kind of money on a running back?
Good job, Miss.
But I would say overall, I look at the Jets and say, well, they have a young quarterback. Now they have some semblance of a running game. As you pointed out earlier, Le'Veon Bell catches the ball. So you mentioned that. They also signed Jamison Crowder as a slot guy, which is a great move for a developing quarterback, to have a guy you can rely on between the hashes. They've added C.J. Mosley. Like, I feel like the Jets are kind of putting something together there a little bit. Like, they got a decent roster. I don't know if Gase can coach, but they're heading in the right direction.
Yeah, but if Bell really wanted to win, I would think he would go to a team that's closer, that had a lot of cap money, and that's Indianapolis. I thought that they would be in on him. They never were. So he's with the Jets. They're not close, but he is a good weapon, especially in the passing game, the way he's used, well, at least was used with Pittsburgh. He's a good weapon for Sam Darnold. So, I don't know, like that kind of money to that team, it's not like they're going to do anything anytime soon, so that doesn't make sense. But in terms of what he can bring to the passing game and help it out,
so
Darnold,
again, I'm talking from the Jets' perspective, was it stupid of them?
I think mid-level
stupidity.
Mets.
So that's where I am. Mid-level stupidity. I would normally, you know, me on the running back, what a waste. So I would almost always automatically go to that highest level of stupidity for the Jets. But what gives me a little bit of pause is, just the factors that you talked about. The deal was not as dumb as you thought originally. You know, he was holding out for $15 million a year. He turned down 15 or 14 and a half anyway on that franchise tag last year in Pittsburgh. So you thought it was going to get real stupid with him. He ended up at 12 and a half a year. And it was like 35 guaranteed. So if he's only there 2 or 3 years, that's underneath the franchise number for running backs. And it was less than he was going to make last year in Pittsburgh. So the Jets didn't get next level stupid on the contract. They just stayed generically stupid, okay? So that's why it's not the highest level. Also, they have something like $80 million to spend. You got to do something with it. You got $80 million. You're going to spend $12 on a running back. Okay, still too high, but what the hell else are you going to do with your money? You got to spend it somewhere. And he is a passing game player. So that's why it's not the highest level of stupidity.
I mean, between a slot guy and a running back he can check down to, that's good for a quarterback. I mean, that's good for a developing quarterback to have that.
So, and those are the two moves they've made between him and Jamison Crowder. Maz, so now Le'Veon Bell, I ask you the same thing. What kind of, how stupid is Le'Veon Bell for turning down that contract last year with the Steelers?
Historically stupid.
I'm with you.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, free citizenship and Moronica stupid. Like, that's what you get. He passed up 14. The only real plus for Bell sitting out the year and not cashing that check is that maybe he's able to argue to teams, look, I'm fresh. You know, 1 year of wear and tear did not happen to me. I'm ready to go.
Could also be out of shape.
So that's true, too.
That was a concern for a lot of teams in the offseason that he let himself go, which is entirely possible, too.
And I say lowest level of stupid. I'm never going to damn a guy for betting on himself. And it blew up in his face, but he stood up to the a-hole owners and their stupid franchise tag and said, screw, I'm not playing under this. And there's less wear and tear on him, obviously, because he sat a year out. Now the Jets obviously have to hope he's in good shape, but I think it's low level stupid. It's okay. $14.5 million. He didn't get beat up last year. Didn't end up blowing out a knee, anything like that. And it's a big if, but I don't blame him for that.
Just so we all agree, there is no smart.
Well, right. Yeah, we know that.
Only here.
The only things that are smart that happened today or since free agency has been underway over the last few days is that John Simon's back with the Patriots and Jason McCourty's back with the Patriots and Brandon Bolden is now back with the Patriots.
The system remains, which is, again, as you will hear from Patriots fans, it's about the system. This is why you win championships. The Brandon Boldens and the Jason McCourty's and the who's that last player?
John Simon.
Oh, John Simon.
John Simon, yes.
Those are the moves that win you championships. So I'm all in. I'm not going to fight that anymore. That's why you win championships. Those system kind of moves. And anyone else who spends any money or lets a player go and mismanages their books, they're stupid.
Yeah, it's just a question of how stupid.
Exactly. So we continue with that. And your thoughts on everything else from today. Eric in New Bedford. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how are we doing? Felger, 100% agree with you about Earl Thomas. Love the player. But Eric Berry did just get released by the Chiefs. Get him on a recontract, bring him into New England. Could help out McCourty. But the only thing that sucks about the Browns deal for Beckham is the fact that we missed him on Hard Knocks last year.
Okay, Eric, I'll let you go. The first thing that he said about Eric Berry, I'm not necessarily looking for a safety. I just liked Earl Thomas because I felt he could bring you like that Rodney Harrison thing, and it just would have been fun, which is, it's okay to have some fun with the signing, I think. Earl Thomas working with Bill Belichick, I think that would have been interesting to see how those two work together and that element that Earl Thomas would bring to the defense. I don't think safety is a position of need. I think he just would have been a fun player here.
So I'm all for keeping my eyes open on a player who could help you. And if you tell me Berry is worth a flyer, fine. Now you want to know what I really think? He's done. I think he's done. He's had a lot of foot problems. And he was luggage, basically, at the end of the year for the Chiefs. There's a reason they made the move.
Right, exactly.
Because that guy is the type of guy that should basically play, should have ended his career with the Chiefs.
Okay, Rick in New Hampshire says, Felger is wrong about Patterson. I'm not interested in about me. I'm interested in the team, Rick. Is the team wrong for letting Patterson go?
No, absolutely not. You build up an entire strawman argument that all year we say we love Cordell Patterson, we love Cordell Patterson. He's who we had. We have to like him. He's a gadget player. You get a new gadget player. It's really not a big deal. If we had a team of gadget players, you're right. But we don't. You get one gadget player. This is the trolling you do is unacceptable.
It's next level is what it is, Rick. It's special trolling. But let me ask the panel here.
It's unacceptable.
I gotta like every player on those teams.
Let me ask the panel. Am I creating a straw man by saying we've got a ton of Cordell Patterson support during the course of the year?
No, it's maybe the most annoying thing of 2018.
No straw man, no.
I'm not making that up. If you're a listener to the show, you understand. It was after the Green Bay game was one of them. That was a big one when he ran the ball a lot, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember the support that player got?
Yeah, he can play running back too, Falcon.
Oh, my God. Running back. Then it came time to pay him just a little, and the team didn't want to do it. And nothing, not a word, not a drop. You folks can't leak a drop of objectivity. I'm not asking for capital O objectivity. I know that's impossible in this town. I'm asking you for just a drop. Can you leak a drop of objectivity and stay true to what you said all year about this player?
Nope.
Is it possible? But it's not. But at least you found the number. So at least I'm hearing from the Cordell Patterson people. Here you go. Josh in Salem. Did the Pats make a mistake today on Cordell Patterson, Josh?
No. No, they're good getting rid of him. He's a perfectly decent player. If you need a guy who can run back kicks and run a jet sweep a couple of times a game, is he a $3.5 million or $5 million a year player? No. But he's fine for what he is.
Okay.
And it was fine having him on the roster, and you could get your three jet sweeps a game out of him, and he was good. But other than that, no, he's just a waste.
Okay, I didn't hear that during the year, Josh. I did not hear that from – I'm not saying you specifically. I did not hear that from your ilk. I did not hear that from Patriots Nation this year.
We need to get the ball to Patterson.
I heard just the opposite. Okay,
him at running back that was easy.
Oh, really? Seriously, that was it. That was the moment. All of a sudden, he became this running back. Yeah, what a weapon. They got to get this guy the ball more.
They paid him $3.5 million, okay? He left for $5 million, which is essentially the same. It's really not that big of a raise over what you paid him, okay? He left for $5 million guaranteed. It was 2 years, $10 million, $5 million guaranteed. Just stick to the guarantee, okay? So he only got a slight step raise, if you will, over what he made last year. and you don't resign, what does that tell you about how the team felt about him? Never mind you.
I'm not sure why they acquired him in the first place.
Thank you.
I thought 3.5 was too high for him.
It was.
He's just not that good. He's not that good. So, but at least, you know, said that during the year.
Exactly. Exactly. Now everyone's on your side, of course. Ah, stupid Bears. Stupid. Dumb. Dumb Bears. Stupid. Stupid. Spending money. Cap jail. Here comes cap jail for the Bears. Stupid. They're dumb. I liked him when he was here, though. It was the same price. But that's okay. That's, you know, I'm used to it by now. More with you after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Oh, I like this.
This is Felger and Mass.
Part of me wants to do it just to feel what that feels like.
98.5. The Sports Hub.
Sports Hub. Sports Hub. Sports
Hub. Wheeler now splits to the right for the Steelers on 4th and inches. Roethlisberger pulls away, hands it to Bell, runs it up the middle. He's pushed back. He did not get to the line of scrimmage. And this time, the Patriots take over on downs.
He lost the yard. It's Dante Hightower with the first stick right in the middle, which forces Bell a little off course, and he had to readjust. There were 3 defenders waiting for him.
They do not actually expect Bell to show up. They believe that he is going to continue sitting out, continue not signing his franchise tag.
We know the franchise tag does not work. The franchise tag has a strategy to sign players who are elite-level players that we have, quite frankly, outseen the efficacy of the franchise tag. It is a recipe for disaster.
And everybody's waiting to see the terms of the deal.
Someone's calling.
Am I taking or not?
You do what you want to do.
Hold on 1 second. I got to take this. Hold on. Le'Veon Bell, 4 years, $52.5 million with the Jets.
And that's how it was broken by Adam Schefter last night at ESPN. Jimmy Stewart putting that together again. Again, Jets are stupid. Paying running backs is stupid. Everyone's stupid. That's the baseline. I'm not telling you the Jets are going to be good, but it is fun. Like, that's a fun. At least it's interesting, which the AFC East has almost never been. It's certainly never been competitive for like 5 minutes when Rex was here, but you still won the division those years. What's even worse, Maz, than the division being so bad all this time, is that it's rarely even been interesting. The Jets, with Le'Veon Bell lining up behind Sam Darnold, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, really. To me, everything the Jets have done suggests that they have some semblance of a clue. Some. Because you look at it and you say, well, they went out, they have a, you know, potentially a franchise quarterback. So they went out and got him a slot receiver. They get him a running back that can carry the workload and catch the ball out of the backfield on third down, which every quarterback needs. They went out and got a pass coverage linebacker in C.J. Mosley. Hell, they almost had Anthony Barr. They've got a safety who's pretty good. They just changed coaches, and theoretically their new coach is a guy that should be able to tap into a quarterback. So, like, I can look at the Jets and say they're trying.
Yeah, right. Yeah, they're trying.
They're trying.
Fair.
Right. Like, you know, they went out and they got themselves a legit quarterback, maybe, et cetera, et cetera. Now, will it work? I don't know. They're the Jets. At the end of the day, maybe not. But at least feels like an honest effort.
Yeah, at least there's a fan base there that says we have something to look forward to. So, still nothing. Radio silence on the Patriots.
Not a damn thing. I've refreshed this so many times
today. It's annoying. I thought we were going to get something. But, you know, we still got time before we're off the air today at 6, and there's still, you know, day one is day one, so we got a ways to go on this.
We'll have something from them by Friday, I bet.
So we'll see. The names that I would think of are the guys that you just have not heard a thing about. You haven't heard a thing about Golden Tate. You haven't heard a thing about Ndamukong Suh or Clay Matthews or Justin Houston. You just haven't heard even good rumors involving those players. That's what I would get my antenna up for, because you know the Patriots want to keep those things on the down low. So any agent that has been told to shut up, any player that's been told to say don't spread rumors or tweets or whatever, that's the ones I would look at for the Patriots. And those are guys that I just haven't heard anything about. I mean, Tate makes no sense. That Beckham would be traded, Brown would be traded, Beasley would be signed, Humphreys would be signed. Crowder would be signed. There was who was that San Diego receiver that signed today? There's been like
Tyrell Williams.
There's been like 10 moves made at the receiver position, and you even heard a single Tate rumor?
It's weird.
Why is that just reeks Patriots?
Yeah, team, and the one that really sticks out to me, and I know, you know, Tate's got some versatility, but Cole Beasley? Like, Cole Beasley to me reeks of a guy who should get 1 year and like $4 million.
Buffalo Bills. Really effing stupid, generically stupid, or maybe not totally stupidly moronic, just moronic.
Oh no, I put them in the really effing stupid category.
Highest level.
Yeah. Cole Beasley, 4 years at 29, whatever it is. Like, that's preposterous. That's a ridiculous. I like Beasley as a player, but he's got some tread on him.
Okay. They're asking for the breaking news sounder, but they're laughing.
Well, you said hit it and ask questions later.
Use it!
This is breaking sports news.
Powered by Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hot off the heels of bringing in Brandon Bolden for 2 years and signing John Simon and bringing in the other McCourty for 2 more years. Patriots special team ace Matthew Slater had his 2019 option picked up by the team. He earns a $400,000 roster bonus today as well. That from Field Yates of ESPN.
I didn't even know he had a bonus.
Slater's back!
I didn't even know this was on the table.
Woo!
Jason McCourty, John Simon, Brandon Bolden, Matthew Slater back in the fold.
Love this move! Love it!
This is why the Patriots win championships. Listen to Chatham or any Patriots fan. This is why they win championships.
Of course, never mind the fact that Slater was here when their kick coverage sucked last year.
No.
But with
no,
Bolden here? Yeah, but Felga, the tandem, the two of them, Bolden and Slater.
This is why they win championships. You think I'm being sarcastic. I'm not fighting this anymore. This system is why they win championships.
Woo! Love this.
And when Brady and Belichick are gone, and it's Josh McDaniels coaching Blake Bortles, you're going to have the same success because you're going to use the same system. I'm not going to argue with these guys anymore. You were right. I was wrong. It's the system. And when Brady and Belichick are gone and then they use the exact same system, we'll have the exact same results. You guys were right. I'm not fighting you anymore. Alex and Braintree, what do you got for me?
How you doing, guys? This is a quick thing on Julio Jones. Just seeing if you guys think that we could trade for him. I know the Falcons need some offensive line help. And I know that we have Skarnecki and he's magical with the offensive line. So do you think we could possibly trade Shaq Mason for Julio with a couple picks?
Okay, we'll let you go. Why are you laughing?
I thought he was going to say trade Skarnecki.
Well, that's effectively what he is saying, though. That's what he effectively is saying. Like, because I look at the Patriots offensive line and I say, I don't know. Like, I know Skarnecki is good, but I want another tackle. Now you want to take away from another spot? Because, yeah, we got Ska. Ska will coach him.
How do you feel about Julio Jones?
I love Julio Jones, but...
Too many foot injuries that he's had in his career. Like, nice player, but no.
Listen, I love him. I mean, if they got him, I'd do cartwheels. I love Julio Jones. I think the chances of him ending up here are next to zero, if not zero.
Right, I don't see the fit. I don't know what he has on his contract, but given what's happened with Brown and some of these other ones, he's probably going to want a new
contract.
Yeah, the
price would be ridiculous.
Yeah, and they're not going to pay that. If they can get him on their terms, maybe. But, I Julio Jones isn't like that full a-hole receiver that I dislike, the full diva receiver.
He's like a half.
But he's, you know, he is probably one of those guys that, you know, he needs the ball. Give me the ball. I need the ball. And I just don't want that on my team.
I love him. I love Julio Jones. But given Belichick's history with Julio Jones, I mean, why would he trade for him? We can just go sign Jonathan Baldwin off the street.
Leo in Abington. Go ahead, Leo.
Hi, what's up, guys? I just think the Browns and the Giants really are benefiting from the Odell Beckham trade to the Browns. I mean, maybe it's not high watch.
Okay, Leo, hold it like a pizza. Hold it like a pizza.
Oh, yeah, okay. So I think Browns and Giants really do both benefit from this trade. The Browns, they're in win-now mode. They get the guy they wanted. The Giants, they have not competed in the past 2 years. They're like, we're not competing with Odell.
Okay, so you're saying that both win. There are no winners. There's only degrees of stupid. So, but I would agree that, what, Maz? Go ahead.
Yeah, I think the Browns and the Giants both benefit from the Odell Beckham trade. It's, because both teams can get into the center again. The Browns are on the way out, the Giants are on the way down.
So I think both teams are on the low end of the stupid scale. Low end. And I would say the same thing about the Browns I would say about the Jets. Why are we spending on a running back for the Jets? Browns, why are you spending on a diva receiver? That's a pain in the ass. So I would never say it was smart by the Browns. But, however, they have a ton of money to spend. They've been, again, in the dungeon and the morass for how long in that town with that team? If they want to get,
they got there in 99.
If they want to get a little stupid to build some hope and some hype for your team, I'm not going to blame you. You need it.
Well, and the other thing is they've got the quarterback now, right?
I mean, you do have someone to get on the ball.
So, like, I look at the whole thing there in Cleveland and I say, man, that's a good team to be a fan of right now. Like, can you imagine, given what they did in Cleveland when LeBron finally won him a title, can you imagine what a Browns fan is doing now this week? Like, they're sitting there going, wow, this is great. Holy mackerel, we got a quarterback. We got Odell Beckham Jr. We got Sheldon Richardson. We have a Kareem Hunt. We are loaded.
We have Freddie Kittens.
We just need a coach.
someone who's coached. I can't believe what my call screen says. Chris in Ashland says, Patriots should not have let Patterson go.
Oh.
Listen up, Patriots fans. I have a target for you. He is Chris in Ashland. Go ahead, Chris.
How's it going, guys? Good talking to you.
Good talking to you.
So my take is, I mean, we bring back Brandon Bolden on a two-year deal when Brandon Bolden we simply have let go, and he was in the system for, what, 4 or 5 years? And so we bring him back, what, because he absolutely crapped all over us when we played Miami? Cordell Patterson, he's a strong runner. He's a good kick returner. And no matter what, he can catch the ball and he can move well with it. It's hard to take the man down. Why not spend the extra $1.5 million and retain him, even if it's just a year? Maybe put in some incentives to make sure that he actually, like, performs better or he's actually on the field.
Uh-huh.
But we signed back Brandon Bolden, who literally we just let walk.
Chris,
but
let me stop you. Excellent call. At least you're consistent. That is a consistent take. You liked Patterson during the year. You like what he brought to the table. You thought he was worth it last year. And again, the caps have gone up. So while his salary went up $1.5 million, the caps went up, I don't know, 10 million. It's percentage-wise against the cap, it's almost a wash. And so if you liked him last year, why wouldn't you want him back this year? And meanwhile, no one complained last year about Brandon Bolden being gone. You didn't care. So you don't care if Brandon Bolden's back, and you should be upset that Cordell Patterson's gone. Consistency. Wow, there it is. Just a drop. Just leak a drop of objectivity. There it is.
Yeah. I disagree with him, but I understand your point.
Right. No, I just appreciate the consistency.
Sure. No. I mean, again, at least he does. He looks at, he values the kick return part of it. And he said, I value it enough to take Brandon Bolden's money and give it to Cordero Patterson.
Let me ask you this. In a pinch, if you need a running back, who'd you rather give it to? Brandon Bolden or Cordero Patterson?
Brandon Bolden.
Running back?
Yep.
Ooh, that's close.
If you're in a pinch and you need to hand the ball off to someone, Brandon Bolden or Cordell Patterson?
Brandon Bolden.
I'm not convinced of that because I think he sucks.
I agree, Brandon Bolden. When the opening's there, he'll take him. He torched you.
Patterson.
He torched you.
Yeah, Patterson's still a fumble.
Patterson, the way, as you saw the running plays with Patterson, it was like sixth grade Pop Warner.
Okay, but I think
here's the ball, go. Remember the whole thing?
Yes, I do. I totally run straight ahead. But that's all I think Bolden is. I think Bolden sucks as a running back. I'm sorry. I think he sucks. He's a special team guy. I think that his coverage skills might actually help them. But I'm not telling you I'd pay significantly for it because their kick coverage last year sucked.
Yeah, you obviously don't get it. Brandon Bolden and those kind of moves are the reason they win championships. Would you listen to the fans, please?
I know.
And the Patriots media. Here's the very latest in NFL free agency right here in Murray's Update.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Felger and Mass.
Wow.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I think Gronk's going to take a break for a while. I don't think he's going to...
Like a whole while?
I don't think he's initially going to start off and come back. I think he's going to figure it out. And I think later on, and this is just my own assessment, later on deep in the season, he could possibly come back and play.
I want to make sure I'm clear with what you're saying. You're saying that you don't expect Rob Gronkowski to go to camp?
No, I don't think he's going to play. I think he's going to start off the season by being retired. And I think he's going to get the itch. I think he's going to be in great shape, and he's going to probably have that feeling that, hey, I want to come back.
So that's the most interesting thing I've heard on Gronkowski this whole offseason. Some Willie McGinnis, who again talks to people. He's in the loop. He's not just one of us chucking stuff against a wall. Says he thinks Gronk's going to retire but change his mind. Boy, that is, that's one I've not heard from someone, quote unquote, in the loop like that. So what do you make of that?
I give it validity. I think and you know what? I like the idea. The you know, you're going to miss games with Gronk anyway. We've learned that over the years, and it's getting worse in a lot of ways because if he gets on the field at all, he's not the same guy. So what do you have to do to get him out there? And if it's, if the idea is, Gronk, come back on November 15th, come back after Thanksgiving, whatever, play a month of the regular season, play the month of December, you know, maybe practice for a couple of weeks before that, play December and then the playoffs, I'm in.
What do you got to do to get him out there? You got to rip up the contract and give him more money. That's what it sounds like to me, because it just sounds like it's, he's hemming and hawing. And I wouldn't blame him for walking away. I thought he was going to walk away, but that he's still working around the facility, that he's still going back and forth. We don't know a decision. We haven't heard a peep. It's about money. I think if they were to tear up the deal, give him more, not have it be so incentive-based, he'd come back.
Tell you what, I'd pay him $500,000 a game. Say, play as many games as you want. I think he's one of the few guys that you would do something unique like that for.
So if he plays a half season, that's $8 million.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, or a half season would be $4 million. Right.
I'm sorry. You pay him $500,000 a year. Sorry.
Right. But what I would do for them even is say,
well, so right. What
we'll
I
extend
is,
you into the postseason. We'll give you the same rate in the postseason.
Right. But prorate it. So whatever his, you just use that $500,000 a game. I'm sorry. Felger and Mazmath. Whatever his base salary was, divide it by 17, or maybe even divide it by or whatever extra for playoff games, but divide it by 17, and that's what you make per game. So if you're going to make $10 million a year, we'll divide it by 17. That's what you get per game. Come back when you want.
Right, and play as many as you want. And so you can actually make a few extra bucks. We'll pay you for the postseason games too. Like, not to mention the fact that you'll get some sort of bonus if we win, right? Because there is a playoff share bonus from the NFL too,
yep,
which is rarely publicized, but it's there. So I look at that and say, I would do that for Gronk. I would totally do that for Gronk. Who the hell needs Gronk in September? I don't need him in September. I need him when it gets cold and tough.
So the only thing you would need is for him to be upfront and transparent with the team about what he's doing. So he's not dickering with them. You know what I mean? Where he's not going back and forth on them. We're in the dark, but we don't have to be enlightened. And maybe they're purposely, maybe they all know and they're on the same page and they're not letting anyone know because they think that would somehow, you know, interfere with their leverage in the offseason for some reason. Okay. But just so Gronk isn't playing that game with the Patriots, that's fine. That's fine. He can play the game with us. But if he's going back and forth on the team, that would be aggravating. Like, poop or get off the pot then.
Right, because again, the business of football for 2019 has now officially begun. And it's really been going on for a while. But if you are unclear with them, well, then you're holding them hostage. They can't do their jobs right.
Okay, we are going to continue with your calls. Here is Joe in Seabrook on the Patriots offseason so far. Go ahead, Joe.
What's going on, boys? Long time.
How you doing, Joe? How you been, babe?
Oh, awesome. Just finally got home in time to listen to the show. But I think the Pats offseason has been great, you know. Everyone else is stupid. Everyone sucks. The Jets are stupid for signing Bell. Bell's stupid for signing there.
Yep.
The Cleveland's absolutely, like, definition of stupid for taking OBJ.
Right.
I mean, come on, what are they, complete donkeys?
Yep.
And that guy, whoever that loser was that called in from Dorchester that said losing Patterson was worse than losing Trey Flowers, please, pull your head out of your tailpipe and get back to earth, huh? Come on. You know, so no one has had an off season like the Pats. Everything Bill does is gold. It's complete awesome. And you want to talk about the definition of stupid? I forget who the team was, but whoever gave Justin Coleman that contract, wow, complete imbeciles.
That's it, Joe. Good to hear from you again.
But was that the Seahawks?
But you've got it. No,
yeah.
No, that was Detroit, I thought.
Oh, Detroit.
Yeah, Detroit.
Yeah,
he went from the Seahawks.
Right. That's what it was. Yeah. Justin Coleman. 36 million beans for Justin Coleman.
He is always a joy. I love hearing from that
guy. Seriously, we haven't heard from him in a while.
I know. He's tremendous.
Love him.
He's out canvassing for Trump is usually what he's doing. I'm not making that up. He's like a Trump operative up in New
Seriously?
Hampshire. He is. Oh, yeah. He's like a foot soldier for Trump. No, but that's the general theme. I mean, that's not, everyone else is stupid. It's just degrees of stupid. And the reason you win championships is your system. The reason you win championships are your smart bottom and middle of the roster signings like John Simon, again, whoever that is, Brandon Bolden and Matthew Slater. This is why you win championships. And when Brady and Belichick are gone, you're going to continue to sign those players, and you'll keep winning championships because it's about those guys. So that's it. It's very simple. Anthony in Medford. Go ahead, Anthony.
Right. Mike, like the system, like you just said, what do they do mostly every year besides like the stupid Dallas Thomas and Rosie Colvin? And last year when they hit on Gilmore, they waited out.
Yep.
You watch by Friday, they will sign a K.J. Wright or somebody they will get. They'll get somebody. You know, they ain't going to spend stupid. They never did. That last call, the best thing he said was imagine Matt Patricia, Justin Coleman. That is the biggest joke of the offseason.
It's just depending how stupid you are. There is no smart across the league. It's only degrees of stupid. Which end of the scale are you? Which end of the stupid scale are you? Idiot teams. Chris in Attleboro. Hi, Chris. Chris! Turn down your radio, turn down your TV, your app, however you're consuming us. I'll go back to you because I'm in such a good mood because the Patriots are having a great day one of free agency. Here's Bob in Westwood. Hi, Bob.
Hey, what's going on?
Not much. What do you got?
Nothing. Two quick points. You guys used to blow up Dawson, and it was the same year draft as Patterson. And you guys were like, oh, Patterson's better, Patterson's better. Well, Patterson sucks, Dawson sucks, they both suck. Bring on the suck. Let's get Wilkerson and Sue.
Okay. I would not be surprised. You know, and Dominican Sue does not feel like a fit to me. I forgot. He meant Muhammad Wilkerson. Is he still out there?
I don't know.
That's another guy. Muhammad Wilkerson. Haven't heard a thing about him.
Oh, no, right. Richardson went to the Browns.
Snacks. The guys that you hear nothing about.
Yeah, he's still out there.
Are the ones I would put on the radar for the Patriots because they want it on the down low. Tate, Sue, Wilkerson, and I'm not saying any of these individually are a fit. I'm not telling you. I'm just saying any player that you haven't heard anything about, put on the list as a possibility. Sue would be a doozy.
I would love that.
Talk about let's line up him next to Michael Bennett.
I'm two biggest a-holes in the league.
Oh, my God. Like 1-2. 1-2. Yeah.
Try running on the interior of that defense.
Bring me the a-hole.
Oh, yeah, and you're liable to get bitten while you're in there getting tackled
no,
on
no.
top of it.
Yeah. You're either going to get stomped and bitten or someone's going to talk your face off about who you voted for. I don't know which is. I'd rather have Ndamukong Suh stand up over me and cleat me in the balls than listen to Michael Bennett talk politics to me. Frankly, the choice between the two, and Ndamukong, come give me a shot right in the nads. I'd rather have that than talk politics with Michael Bennett.
I'm telling you, the Patriots would get a hell of a lot more interesting if they had Bennett and Ndamukong Suh in the middle of that defense.
Oh, my God. One would talk your
face off. Wow, would that be awesome?
One would talk your face off. The other would rip your face off.
Zero chance that Belichick brings in Suh. Cause one of the,
zero?
I say zero. Unless the deal is so good, which I doubt, because I don't think Sue's going to take a team-friendly deal. Like, even the money with the Rams, right? It was 1 year, but it was good money, wasn't it?
I can't remember what it was.
I'll double check it. I think he got half decent money with the Rams. The idea
okay,
of
okay, so whether they would do it or not, let me ask you this. Would you rather have Trey Flowers or Michael Bennett and Ndamukong Suh?
Flowers.
Yeah, me too. And it was a 1 year, $14 million deal.
Oh, please, they're not doing that.
Yeah, see, he got a good deal. I remember that.
No.
He got good money for the 1 year. He's going to want a similar kind of deal at a minimum. They won't give him that.
What if they give him, what if they match Bennett's money? Say you're each 7.5. So instead of paying Trey Flowers 15 for 1 year, we're going to pay two of you 15.
Yeah, so fine. That's great.
I mean, I would do it, but I don't think Sue would. That guy's got a high opinion of himself, clearly.
Well, how about Bennett? Oh, between them two.
But I'm telling you, the two of them in the middle of that line.
Oh, my God.
They're going to have to sew a yellow flag into the field in Foxborough for the two of them. There'll be penalties on every play between Bennett jumping offside and Sue stepping on someone's head. Seriously, it'll be penalties on every play. It would be awesome. Oh, my God, but I love that.
Here's John on that. John in Vermont on the Gronkowski Report. Hi, John.
Hi. So the notion that, first of all, when Gronk retires, he gets a state funeral. People start naming their puppies Gronk.
It's true.
Everything like that. Everybody cries. He's gone. He's gone.
It's true.
And then you got to keep the guy, like, off the dance floor for 6 months. You think he's going to sit at home and, like, train and get ready to come back onto the field?
Good point.
Like, that'll never happen. This is, like, up there with those people who wanted Ortiz to come back. Like, oh, just sit out half the year, like the Roger Clemens treatment. That'll never work for Gronk. He's just not cut out that way.
Hey, John.
He might be ancient.
No. This is a good call, and you're making good points. And I would agree with you if it was, again, Harry Schmedlap calling Felger Maz, giving us this idea. It was Willie McGinnis, who is still in the loop and talks to these guys and has half a clue. So I would agree. On the face of it, it sounds kind of silly, but Willie said it. So I gotta take it seriously. Honestly, I'm considering the source.
Oh, no, I think it's possible. And the other thing is, you know, the whole thing, keeping him off the dance floor. Who's just assuming he'll do nothing? Why not use the free time to do your WWE or make a movie or something?
Well, he also likes working out. I think he likes the gym.
Sure.
So I think he's going to, I think he'll be representative. I don't think he's going to let it go to crap.
I'm not worried about Gronk turning into Jabba. Like, I'm not worried about that at all. I look at it as a beneficial thing. I could totally see him doing that.
Okay, final word comes your way next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And the final word is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire.
Nobody,
the best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody.
So with all the talk of Cordero Patterson today joining the Chicago Bears, I believe on a two-year deal, at least we got one phone call of one Patriots fan that felt bad about that and wished he was still here. But why don't we relive how one Mike Felger felt about Cordero Patterson when he was signed here with the New England Patriots around this time last year.
The first, I'll just give you my Cordero Patterson thought. This cat ends up taking $3.25 million off your cap. For what?
For what? To return kicks?
One kick off a game?
You gotta be kidding. For what? He's the best? One of the best of all time? I'll give it to you. He's one of the best kick returners of all time. Second to Gale Scare. Gale Sayers. You mean kick returns yet last year?
Seven.
No, it was low. It was low.
19. Yeah, one a week. 19. Do you know how easy it is to neutralize a kick returner? You blow it out of the back of the end zone and you never hear from the guy. So you're going to pay 3.25? For what? So I could give 2 poops? That he's the second best kick returner ever? You're the best kick returner in the league. Neat. Cordero Patterson? Oh, I hate that trade-off. Can you tell?
Didn't notice.
Cordero Patterson. God, could I care less about that guy?
Yeah, you do.
You hear how forceful and aggressive that was, though? Boy, how much has changed in a year,
oh, yeah,
huh?
No, it's over.
It's 19 kick returns he said he had? 19?
Yeah, 19.
How many he had this year for the Patriots?
How many?
23.
See, that speaks to the stupidity of the league?
Yeah, well, 4 more, though. It's not like you get that many more.
But why would you give him anything?
I agree.
Why would you ever kick to the guy?
True.
Good Lord. But at least I was consistent.
Me too.
Didn't like him on the way in?
I hated him.
Don't like him on the way out?
Me neither.
Unlike you people.
Right.
Is that it, Murray?
That is it.
Okay, it's about to get worse, Boston. You thought that 4 hours was painful. Yeah. Bend over and grab them.
Yep, grab your ankles.
Here comes the sports buzzard himself to pick at the carcass.
What? Don't tie your shoes.
Of what we just laid on the floor. Go ahead.
Why would they be doing any grabbing? The Patriots, look at all the great signings the Patriots have made today.
Here we go.
John Simon and Jason McCourty. I love Brandon Bolden back in the room. Like, that's a big get. They missed him last year, didn't they? Boy, they missed Brandon Bolden so much. The special teams were awful. They didn't have Brandon Bolden. It didn't matter. It's weird how that worked. Their special teams suck. They still won the Super Bowl. It's weird how special teams don't matter in the NFL today. Question for you, aside from my guy Brandon Bolden. You guys had issues with Trey Flowers leaving. Dee Ford got traded. Dee Ford got tagged and then traded for a second-round pick.
Oh, Jones, do it. Do this.
Wouldn't that have been a good move for Bill Belichick to maybe actually, I don't know, get something for Trey Flowers?
No. Wrong approach.
D. Ford went to the Niners, right?
Mm-hmm. Bill played.
They're going to be good.
Tagged and traded.
Repeat after me. Bill played it perfectly.
It's the system.
And the system is why they win championships.
So
that's it.
Yep. That's a great point, though, Jones.
Right?
I thought so, yeah. Thank you.
No. Like, I don't have the heart to do anything like that anymore, so I'm going to leave it up to you. 6 o'clock, Jones, now. Did they mismanage the Trey Flowers asset? Excellent.
Tony, the Niners get T4. They're going to be good.
Here comes Jones again. Grab him. We'll get you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Maybe the Pats will have done actually something by
then. There's a chance. I think they're going to get like a punter.
See ya.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.